sincerely Reese, and this is my podcast. I would have started sooner, but I was sitting on my ass. No, I'm just playing. I'm hella productive, but not in ways everyone finds constructive. Content? I don't know. My real plan is just to go with the flow, you know, and tell my truth about my family, making music, self-care, and who I strive to be. Some people say, you don't talk. That's not true. The truth is, I just don't talk to you. So antisocial? Not really me. I'm just selective with whom I exchange energy. This here is my journey, no longer misunderstood. Welcome to my podcast, kinda hippie, kinda hood. What's up? Welcome back to the Kinda Hippie, Kinda Hood podcast. I'm your host, Riley Reese. Today, I am stoked to have an all-around creative and inspiring individual as my co-host. As I become closer in tune with my personal callings, I feel like the universe is presenting the most phenomenal gathering of people in my life. And one of those people is today's co-host, the creative writer and founder of Conversations with a Blogger podcast, and the writer behind the Mom and Me blog. Welcome, Princess Cole.
Hey guys, thanks for having me today. Again, my name is Princess and I am the creator of the Mom and Me blog and all around business owner, mom, a homeschooling mom, anything that you can think of, I probably do it. I never limit myself. I'm always wanting to learn how to do something different. So, you know, it may seem like I'm a know-it-all, but it's just that I am so interested in so many different things that I just know a lot of useless information.
You know a lot of useful information too. Oh my goodness. I feel like you and I have so much in common, and I'm so thankful for us having been connected, because I completely understand what it's like to have a wide variety of interests, you know?
Yes, yes. And I'm sure people are like, oh my gosh, I wish she would shut up. She comments on everything. She knows everything. And I'm like, it's not that. It's just that I love to learn. That's all.
It's fun.
It is. It's never, I don't like to limit, you know, knowledge. I think everybody should learn everything that they can possibly learn, even if it's something that you may not really be interested in. Just learn about it, you know?
Yeah. You never know.
Right. Exactly.
Well, one of the things that unites us is our shared love for yoga and meditation. And I would be honored if you would start our conversation by leading us and the listeners in a 5-minute guided meditation.
Definitely. Okay, so if this is your first time, you may want to find a quiet place so it's easier for you to concentrate, because meditation is not something that you can learn overnight. It's it takes a lot of practice and doing to be able to concentrate. So I'm just going to do a simple meditation, and you guys can go ahead and follow along. Okay, so I'm going to start off with a light hit of my root chakra crystal bowl. Okay, now let's begin by finding a comfortable position. Now close your eyes. Imagine a warm beach with a cool summer breeze. Relax your shoulders. Relax the muscles in your face. Inhale deeply through your nose and feel the sand underneath your feet. And gently exhale through your mouth. Concentrate on your breaths. Listen to the ocean waves sway. Inhale deeply. Exhale gently. Focus on your emotions. Try to calm every nerve and every muscle. Relax. There may be lots of thoughts going on in your head, and that's okay. Concentrate on those thoughts and don't resist them. Acknowledge them. Now redirect your focus back to your breathing. Inhale deeply. Exhale gently. Let go of any stress. Let go of any anger. Inhale. Exhale. When you're ready, you can open your eyes. And if you'd like, you can remain with your eyes closed and continue focusing on your breathing. All right, guys, that was it.
Oh, thank you so much. It's amazing what just 5 minutes can do.
It is. Even just 2 minutes of your time can make a big difference in your day or your night. I usually try to meditate early in the morning, sometimes maybe 4 or 5 o'clock. When the sun is just barely coming up and it's really, really quiet. The kids are sleeping. Everybody's sleeping. And I can really just
dig in,
focus, right, and just go there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've never been there,
right,
you'll get there. You get there, you're never going to want to stop going
there. It's true. So what inspired your yoga and meditation journey?
Well, actually, yoga started in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I find that a lot of people actually have never started that young.
Right.
But I believe I was about 15 at the time. And we had so many different choices as far as physical education classes. And it was either weights, swimming, just a generic gym class where you could just pick multiple activities like play basketball and just socialize. And I was like, I don't want to do that. And so I narrowed it down between yoga and dance. And I was like, well, I already dance, so I'm good on that. I had previously taken the dance the year before anyway. So I said, okay, I'm going to do yoga. This will give me an excuse to sleep between my other classes because, you know, the teacher was like, you can bring pillows. I was like, oh, word? Okay. So, I brought a pillow. I brought a blanket. Yes. And the next thing you know, I was like, you know what? I like this. Yeah. I thought I was just going to have use it as an excuse to sleep. And I really found my place with yoga then. And I was practicing on and off between then and now. And in the last few years, I really said, okay, I'm going to dig down deep into my yoga journey. And that's how it all began. That's
so wonderful. So how do you apply your daily practice now?
It depends. I don't really have a set routine. Well, I do have a routine, but I also, if I find any given moment throughout the day, I'm going to meditate. I don't care if it's 30 seconds. Yeah, I don't care if it's 30 seconds, 2 minutes. It's a must, especially because I'm a stay-at-home mom or stay-at-home working mom. Because even though I'm home, I work. And with the kids and homeschooling and gardening and whatever else it is that I'm doing, I don't think that I could get through a day without meditation. Otherwise, I'd lose my shit.
I totally believe. Like, legit.
And I have.
And I still do, right? Exactly.
Right. Exactly. It does not stop you from ever losing your shit.
No, it's continuous
work. It limits you from losing your
shit. Yeah. So do you think that yoga has positively affected your parenting, your partnering, your overall well-being?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I have a lot of work to do. I have a lot of healing to do from past traumas and recent traumas. You know, and it could be anything. Dwight just lost his uncle the day before yesterday. So we're dealing with a family death. And he doesn't deal with those things well. So it's kind of, you know, taking a toll on his emotional state. And but because he works so much, it's hard for him to be able to find time. Because we used to do yoga a lot together.
Yeah.
All the time. And now it's kind of rare because it's so many things going on. But it definitely makes a big difference in daily life.
Absolutely. You know, I found that yoga was the direct pipeline for me fully connecting with myself, other people, and especially the earth. I feel like I've gardened for a long time, but I don't think I had a full circle connection of my personal path until I was practicing both of them, you know?
Absolutely.
And so, I mean, we were connected originally through the Black Girls with Gardening community on social media. And I, oh, it's amazing. What I love about the friendships, the connections that have been made lately is so many of us are acknowledging and celebrating our unique talents. And it's almost like we're unboxing ourselves from like the parameters we were taught to believe we had to stay within, you know, like focusing and just doing one thing. And I think you really demonstrate that well. I completely, I love it. I think you're so inspirational because it's so okay to do a lot of things and pursue a lot of things. Like it's beautiful to fully explore ourselves. How did you get started gardening? Like, have you always been a plant lady?
No. First of all, I was born and raised in the Bronx. Ain't no gardens. We had, at the time, my earliest memories anyway, we lived in an apartment building directly across from the elementary school that I went to, me and my brother. And we lived on the fifth floor. We had like the tiniest balcony. And I remember we call it the super, or some may call it the landlord, but he wasn't the owner of the building. But anyway, he lived on the basement floor and he had access to the yard, but nobody else did.
Right.
So he had like roosters, and it would piss me off because every morning it was And I was like, who the hell has roosters in the Bronx? Like, what is going on? You know? So that was my first taste of what it was like just to have maybe animals and maybe a little garden. But at that time, I didn't care. I was more annoyed.
Right.
So it wasn't until 2014 when I'm not going to say I completely changed my diet, but all my life I've always hated dairy anyway, and it wasn't really my thing. And the older I got, the more I was like, okay, no more fast food. It's disgusting. I don't really know what I'm making it with. And then I just became more aware of what was in stores and learning about what our food was being contaminated with. And I was like, I can't do this
anymore. Right.
And I said, okay, I don't know what that is, but I'm going to grow some shit. Okay, right. So I threw a bunch of corn seeds in a little ass pot. I'm thinking the corn seeds. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I have pictures, and I looked through my Facebook memories, and I laughed because I was like, girl, you don't know what the hell.
You just have to start somewhere.
Yes, but I was growing the food. Let me tell you, it was like the smallest, tiniest food, but it was growing, and I was like, okay. So, and it started from there, and then each year I learned more, and I was like, okay, now I know this is how this grows and that's how this grows. Oh, I can't grow that here because this is not the right climate for this, or whatever it is. And to this day, I don't care how much of an expert gardener you are, you're gonna learn something different every season,
every time.
And yeah, so the more I became aware of the government and food and all that stuff, I was like, no, I'm not feeding my family this stuff.
Right.
I just can't do it. You know what I mean? And I was pregnant with my son, and I was like so stoked about giving him fresh food. And,
right.
You know, and it was just like, I had to do this because, of course, with my first child, I didn't know any better. I was giving her all kind of shit, and that's probably why she has eczema and asthma now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, you never know.
Yeah, you got to make changes, and when you know better, you do better.
Absolutely.
Well, most people anyway. Some people know better, and they're like, well, I'm still going to do blah, 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 but that's them.
But, they got work to do.
And then I got Dwight on board, and he grew up with his mother gardening and her neighbors and everybody trading food and stuff like that. And he was all for it. So now he's like, oh, we got to buy this. I found some pots. I found some pepper seeds. Can we grow this? Can we grow that? And he's just like, he's all into it. So
that's so great. You
know, yeah, so I love it.
You have some plant babies started already, I'm assuming.
Oh, yes, I do. I started them. As a matter of fact, I actually, before we joined, I planted some melons. I planted some seeds for about seven different varieties of melons and five different varieties of cucumbers.
Oh, my
so
God.
I'm on it this year. I'm planning on canning, pickling,
everything.
All of that.
Same. Me too. Do you have any like plants that are must-haves that you grow every year?
Must-haves. I'm actually a little disappointed in myself because I misplaced some seeds that I really, really wanted to grow, and I grew them by accident. And I'm thinking they came from like one of those little grow kits or something like that. I don't know, but it was like a really prolific tomato variety, and I have no idea what it was, so I renamed it after myself. And I was like, okay, this is gonna be called the Petite Princess.
Right.
Okay. Because they were like bigger than cherry tomatoes, but not quite like beef steak tomatoes.
Okay.
But they were really, really prolific. And I said, oh, I have got to save these them with one of my favorite varieties, and I was like, this plant looks really different from the other one. And once it produced fruit, I was like, oh my God, these are gorgeous. And I saved the seeds, and I don't know
where. Oh no. Well, now we have an investigation.
So I don't know if I'm ever gonna come across those again, but anyway, I love to plant Atkinson tomatoes because those are really good slicing tomatoes to put on sandwiches. I love to plant jalapenos. I pickle them all the time. And cucumbers.
Wonderful.
Can't go wrong with cucumbers. Yeah, I snack on those all the time. Just a little salt and pepper, and
I mean, all of them are, they have such versatile uses that you can just use them for anything. So it's so nice to grow those. So listen, I want to talk about your blog. Will you share a bit more about your blog, the wide variety of content you offer? Because again, it all connects us. Everything is so connected that you do. And so I'd love for you to share how you got the idea to start a blog and what that process has been like.
Yeah. So this is when I was pregnant with my son. So in 2016, I ended up finding an app that was specifically for moms. I'm not going to name that specific app for reasons. Anyway, I'll get to that. But anyway, so it was a mom app, and it was almost like Facebook. You could make posts and post pictures and things like that. And I noticed that a lot of moms, and it was a lot of them were expecting moms, first time moms. And I was like one of the OG moms, because I was the one with like the oldest kid at the time. My daughter was about 11, and everybody had only had either a 1 year old or was currently pregnant. And anyway, I noticed that there was so much misinformation about babies and pregnancy and breastfeeding. And I was like, this is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I cannot believe the amount of ignorance that I'm seeing. And it was sad. And I found myself swooping in super save a mom because I was like, this is so wrong. You can't be going around spreading this terrible information. Like, this is really false, and you're going to cause harm to somebody's unborn child by providing this bad information. So I said, you know what? I'm going to start a blog. And it was originally an educational blog about parenting, breastfeeding, and just the world of birth in general. And after a while, it kind of slowly started becoming personal. I started posting more about my kids and my own personal thoughts about parenting and breastfeeding and pregnancy and everything, because my background is in health. That's where I started. So I was very knowledgeable. My aunt is a pediatrician. I come from a long line of nurses and all that. So, like I said, eventually it slowly became a personal blog, a lifestyle / parenting blog. And so I still educate on those topics, but it comes from more of a personal experience, if that makes sense. So I kind of combine my personal experience with what I learned, you know, while I was working in the health field, and what I learned in college and things like that. So that's basically how it started. And then I started incorporating other aspects of my life, including yoga, meditation, herbalism, me doing pole fitness, which I kind of keep a separate entity because that's its own business. But, you know, and then I don't want to have to argue, oh, you're a stripper. No,
gosh,
you know,
people
are so close-minded, and I don't feel like arguing with people. So I kind of keep those things totally separate, understand. But you know, so yeah, so that's how it started. So I just, begin incorporating everything and hoping that there were people out there who can relate because of the fact that I am interested in so much.
Absolutely. I think it's fantastic. I think it's so much easier to welcome a wide variety of an audience if you're able to open yourself up and say, hey, here's all of me and all the things I do, and we can be a community with all of these things.
Right.
So how did you find your way to podcasting? Like, do you consider your podcast an extension of your blog?
It is an extension of my blog because I want to talk about everything just like I do on the blog. I think I kind of wanted to start it because I wanted another way for people to connect with me outside of the typical social media, and outside of just reading the blog. Because normally, when you see people post, unless they're posting tons of videos, you don't really know what they sound like. You don't know how they talk. I think it's more personal when people can hear you. So aside from my YouTube videos, if for those who may not care for YouTube, you can listen, and I started it last year in March, and I made that one intro, and then I never did anything else. Just life got in the way. And then at the time, I actually started working for Amazon, so I didn't have a lot of time to sit down and do the podcast until recently, when I stopped working for Amazon, and I was like, okay, well, now I have more time, and I started digging a little deeper, and like, okay, what do I want to talk about? And I said, well, I'm just going to talk about things that I may not want to write a whole full blog post about, and that's basically how the podcast
It's
began.
fantastic. Podcasts are such hard work, and it's so interesting because,
I'm still
yeah,
learning.
me too. I'm every day, every single thing I do. I have been in the music industry since I was 18 years old, and I'm still learning. You know, everything is a learning curve, and I think it's so important, as we create and make connections, to acknowledge that, because it's hard work. It's so much is included into every aspect of creating, especially when you're an entrepreneur, and if you're doing everything on your own, you know, instead of outsourcing stuff. So what current
Absolutely.
goals are you working towards this fine 2020?
Well, actually, I have been working on one project for quite a while. I noticed that there's a lack of melanin in the yoga community, especially when it comes to magazines. So I am working on that. I've actually been working on that for over a year now because I want it to be perfect. I don't want any slip ups, no, like, oh my gosh, typical black business, they don't know what
Yeah,
they're
isn't
doing.
it's
And I'm like,
so
no,
sad that's a
it's gonna be.
stereotype within our community, because
It
like
is.
it's and I don't know if stereotype is even the right word, but like, we all need to do better of showing up for each other and ourselves, so we can, especially this fine Black History Month 2020, like, let's just,
Exactly. And not so quick to bash. Give everybody the opportunity to make things right, because a lot of us are doing this by ourselves. I don't have employees.
absolutely.
This is me. That's it. This is me. So I'm working on that yoga magazine. I'm actually going to name it after my yoga studio, which is named after my great grandmother, and she's Japanese. And I'm also working on a magazine for moms. I would say it's a parenting magazine, but it's also going to include everything that I include in the blog. Parenting, business, health and wellness, which of course includes yoga and all of that good stuff. And different products for mom and baby, and just women
That's
in
so
general.
fantastic.
So I'm working on that. I am writing two books. I was going to hold off on
No,
making an
shout it from the
announcement,
rooftop.
but yeah. So one of them. Well, it's a book. However, it's a journal, really. So it's going to allow people to become one with their higher
Beautiful.
self, write down thoughts and intentions, and it's also going to have pages where it teaches you how to meditate and how to heal chakras and all of that good stuff,
Wonderful.
crystals and all that. So yeah, so if you're really into spirituality, that book is going to be for you. And the other book, it's going to be a personal journey. basically short stories of events that have happened throughout my life from the age of, let's say, I think 7 until now. It's going to include everything from how my dad makes me feel about the family unit, and because of him, I was always so like, oh, I'm never dating men with kids because of him and all of his 1,000 kids with all of his 1,000 women that he had kids with. So that's definitely something that's going to be in the book, because I remember this is how he introduces his new children. Oh, here's so and so. This is your brother, huh? This kid is already 7 years old. Like, you know, so that's just, so that's just a little taste of what's going to be inside that.
Princess, I think it's so important to have these kinds of conversations because, I mean, that story is it resonates for me as well, and in a different way, but very similar. And so I think what happens is, especially among Black women, we're taught to show up, you know, and sometimes we're not able to acknowledge those types of circumstances that we've had to experience. So I'm looking forward to you sharing that work, and I'm looking forward to having you back so we can dig deeper into that because that's very special.
Oh, definitely. I'm definitely open to talking about. Well, you
Yeah,
already know. I'm
for
open.
sure.
You know, I tell
Absolutely. I love that.
yeah, I have no problem telling my story, because I know there are a lot of people out there who may be afraid to do so, and I'm not. And don't get me wrong. Oh, my father is my best friend, but I throw him under the bus quick. And in front of him too. I'd be like, look, you just, oh no, what the hell are you doing? And he just, it's like I'm the parent and he's the child. He just sits there looking like, oh, tail between his legs. I'm like, you just, but I love
Honesty is what's up.
you know. So, but you know, that's just the kind of relationship that we have, and I really appreciate it, even though I dislike some of the actions that he has made, and I don't think he realized at the time that those actions affected his children, because he probably felt like they were only his problem, which directly they were, but they indirectly affected us.
Well, before we wrap up today, can you please share with our listeners where they can connect with you on social media and how they can get your online resources to your website?
Oh, definitely. My blog is www.themominme.com, and all of my social media is listed there as well. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. I do videos on gardening, unboxing videos, beauty, health and wellness, and all of that. So, if you visit the blog, you can definitely find all of my information
Oh,
there.
thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you for
That
having
wraps it
me.
up for today's episode of the Kinda Hippie, Kinda Hood podcast. I'm your host, Siri Reese. Until next time, thank you. Listeners, if you want to chat about today's episode, please visit my social media at Siri Larice on Instagram or Facebook and leave your comments or questions on the infographic posted for the corresponding episode. You can also visit my website, www.sirilarice.com, and click the contact page and do the same. That wraps it up for today's episode of the Kinda Hippie, Kinda Hood podcast. I'm your host, Siri Larice. Until next time.